Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, there is one sure way that I've learned in 5 years plus that Main Street congregation will say amen. If you want the shorter version of the sermon, say amen. Okay, see, I knew that. Here we are, the Christmas tree, and here I am preaching about weird old John the Baptist. Dr. Fred Craddock once said, Advent pilgrims on the way to the manger must pass through the desert where John is preaching. And you know, John's not the kind of preacher we really want to hear, especially now. We already know what this weirdo in camel hair shirt is going to say. He's going to say the same thing he says every single year, like a broken record, over and over. Repent, repent, repent. Now, what kind of preacher has only one sermon? No wonder he's out in the desert instead of a downtown church. Speaking of preachers, I went hunting with a member yesterday. Don't worry, no deers were hurt in the whole endeavor. I went out hunting with a member and talking about a mutual friend of ours. The guy I was hunting with said, he is nowhere near a preacher. And I started thinking, well, what is a preacher? What's a preacher supposed to be like? And it reminds me of a former member who once tried to compliment me by saying, I thought preachers were really special people until I met you. I think he was complimenting me. But John the Baptist was not special. And if you read all about him, he says, don't focus on me too much. He said, I am not worthy to untie the sandals of the one who is coming. But I do have a message. And here it is. Get ready. Repent. Be baptized for repentance, for forgiveness of sins. John the Baptist was saying, I am the announcer. Repent and get ready for the main attraction. I'm the master of ceremonies. The Savior will bring substance and the main message and the drawings and the blueprints and the foundation of the kingdom of God. But John was just a mouthpiece, a spokesperson for God. Now, folks, the celebration of Christmas is not that we are good people getting better all the time. The good news is that unto us a Savior is born, and as John reminds us, we need one. Nothing less will do. And preachers ought to be announcers for God. I know y'all don't come to hear my latest opinions about things, and what I think does get mixed in with the message, but what I think is not the message. God's Word is primary. And that's what John the Baptist was saying. The Word is going to become flesh and dwelt among you. I'm just a voice in the wilderness, echoing best I can God's message, and God is saying, get ready, things will not continue the same way forever. God is going to intervene. God has intervened, and you guys need a divine intervention. God was saying through John the Baptist, I'm coming. Bringing a new reality, a new kind of kingdom, a new kind of life, a new kind of love, the likes of which you've never seen. I'm not Elijah, and I'm not your Savior, but I do have a voice, and I do have a message from God. Get ready. God is coming. And there is a whole lot of confusion about how John the Baptist had the people get ready. And we had a baptism today, of all days, and so I'm going to kind of tie these two together. Emma Pearl probably won't be able to answer questions about this later. But the way that John had people get ready was baptism. And he says explicitly, John does, that it is water baptism for the repentance of sins. And he also says that the Savior is coming and he will bring something different. It will be a baptism by the Holy Spirit and with fire. Water baptism was something, and not everybody knows this, but it was something that the Jewish people already practiced. And it had the connotation of cleansing and repentance and making clean that which was unclean. But John said what Jesus the Messiah was going to bring was different. It would be a spiritual baptism, and not just water cleansing, but spirit cleansing, empowered by the very Holy Spirit of God. In John's day, baptism was not just to make ritually clean what had gotten ritually dirty, but it was also used to cleanse a convert. Let's just say someone was going to convert over into Abraham's faith. For example, a man would get cleansed, he would get ritually purified, and then when he was ready to become a Jew, he would be circumcised and he would start life over within the covenant of Abraham. So John the Baptist wasn't doing anything all that new. It was baptism to cleanse and purify for the remission of sins, but they already had that. What was different was the reason why John thought it was important right now. He said, the Messiah is coming. God is coming. You better get your souls cleaned up right now. Fill in the valleys. Knock off those tall peaks. You better level things out. Get ready for God. Of course, it wasn't... Let me back up just a minute. John's baptism was not the same as what Jesus taught us to do. And that's a touchy point, because occasionally I've heard other preachers, I've heard radio preachers say that, on radio, that one particular preacher said, we do the same baptism that John did. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, except that John's baptism was not Christian. Of course, it was not Christian. It wasn't in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it was before he ever understood that Jesus was the Christ. What he was doing was an older form, a Jewish baptism, a cleansing. And that's the kind that they did before the Messiah, but Jesus' baptism was different. He was the Messiah. And oddly, you'll find in John 4, verse 2, that it says Jesus never performed any baptisms at all. He told his disciples to do it. Jesus' baptism was a new thing. He delegated to the church to go out, to preach, to make disciples, and to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Those are the marching orders of the church. That's what we do. Well, some of the folks in the early church thought wrongly. They kind of got too focused on what John did, and they thought that it was only what John did. It was only about the cleansing from sins. Well, that is half right. But what we do in baptism is much more than cleanse from sin. And I know sin is a reality for everyone on the face of this earth. But John announced the Savior would bring a new kingdom, God's kingdom. And the Christian baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit is a rite into the new covenant and into this new kingdom that Jesus was pronouncing, that John was getting us ready for. And so Christian baptism is an entry into the new covenant. It is the beginning of new life. It is the claiming and being claimed by God. And it was a new thing, unheard of before Jesus came. Never done before. Never done by John. John only knew sins, water, wash, sins, water, wash. More than that, Jesus said, John said that Jesus would bring a baptism by the Holy Spirit and by fire. Something completely different, something completely spiritual, and something that was lasting. It reminds us that we are claimed by God even as children. We are no longer our own, but we belong to God. It's an eternity more than just sin, water, wash. It is an eternal covenant made by God for our benefit. It is all about grace. It is a gift. But this is good news. We can enter it even as a child. It is entry into the new covenant. It is a new covenant sealed by Jesus' blood and confirmed by His resurrection. Romans 6, 3 through 5 says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried therefore with Him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. Baptism is entry into a new covenant. It changes us over a lifetime into new people, and a promise also of future resurrection. Like John the Baptist said, I am doing this with water, but the Messiah will do it with the Holy Spirit and fire. So get ready. Get ready to be changed. Changed from the inside out through the actual presence of God's Holy Spirit. We've been claimed by God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Remember who you are. Remember who you belong to. Climbing higher and higher and higher with the help of God's Spirit, and closer and closer and closer to the calling of continuing the ministry of Jesus Christ, revealing the kind of life that God wishes to have within each one of us, the kind of light and the kind of love that God wishes to see within each one of us. It is a defining moment that we spend the rest of our lives living out. And so it is, yes, about forgiveness of sins, but more. It is about God claiming us in a new covenant, an eternal covenant, a covenant in which we grow in grace, grow in love, and grow in forgiveness over a lifetime. It is an awesome thing that we get to be a part of such a sacred act. And God is present in it. God is also present in the sacrament of communion in ways that we cannot understand.